1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Now, 51551 is our text number. Let's go quickly to Deirdre in Immunicom, because Deirdre's going to point out something which I did not realise, how you can lose money on the M50, on the toll roads, with your prepaid voucher very, very quickly. Deirdre, what did you discover?
Well, I came home there the other day and there was a sign in the post from...
Fine from who? Give me the line back.
From eFlow.
Okay.
Saying that I hadn't paid for going through the M50 toll, and I said, hang on a minute, I have 7 trips that I paid for, so I rang them up, and they said, when did you pay them? And I said, well, I rarely use the M50, so I said, it was actually last September.
Okay.
I had the receipt, and the girl started laughing, and she said, no, she said, that only stays valid for 6 months. And I said, hang on a minute, I paid €24.80.
Yeah.
And I'm still owed 21 or whatever.
Yeah.
And she said, no, that's it. Like,
Where's your €21 gone?
Exactly, I don't know. And
does it revert to you, Deirdre? No.
No, it doesn't. I just lost it. And I said, there should be some sort of a notice, or I should be informed when I'm paying. I paid in the garage. And she started laughing and she said, oh, we couldn't tell everybody. And I said, well, I'm sure you send out memos at least once a year. You could add it on to it. I said, will you pass that on to your manager? And she said, yeah, okay. And so I paid this fine with my credit card over the phone there and then. But to add insult to injury, she thought I was done off the line, and
okay.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
And I was still listening,
yeah.
And she was telling her friend about
don't give me any names,
her companion, her work companion,
yeah.
And the two of them were having a good laugh at me, and she was saying, and do you know when she carried it, and she said, do you know what she said to me, you know, and I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. Not only are they stealing my money, but they're making fun of me as well.
But I don't think... No, hang on, we can't say they're stealing your money.
Because because I paid it, and
yeah,
I entered into a...
Okay, just to explain to people, if you go into a garage,
yeah.
And to those pay zone outlets,
yeah.
You pay the full toll price, that's what, €3.10 or
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
If you don't have the tag on your
yeah.
window, they really want you to
yeah.
get the tag. Okay.
Yeah.
So people normally, when they go in there, say, oh, actually, give me 7 journeys. Give me the prices,
yeah.
So give me 25
yeah.
quid's worth. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I did.
And you're presuming that 25 quid, that's on the computer. Okay. What we've now discovered is, which has come as a revelation to a lot of people, especially a lot of people who don't use the M50 that often, are the numerous other rip-off toll roads that are all over the country now, except Dublin to Waterford. Believe it or not, I wonder why. The slowest, not the slowest, but the loneliest journey in Ireland, Dublin to Waterford, because there's no one on the road, and it's the only road you don't pay tolls on for some reason. I'd love to find out. But anyway, you pay, if you go into the garage and you say, give me 25 quid's worth on Payzone for eFlow or whatever.
Yeah.
We now discovered, you've discovered, that if you don't use it, within 6 months...
6 months,
you lose it.
It's gone. They have 21
yeah,
euros.
But who
it's
gets
not the money, Joe.
Follow
it's
the money.
Principle.
Deirdre, no, Deirdre, hang
it's
on.
It's the principle. And I'm only one person, right? And I'm down €21. There must be thousands of people throughout the country. Now, what do we with this money? I think they should be... if there's no way of resolving it, they should be forced to give it to a charity or something.
No,
they can't
should...
just keep it.
Well, hang on. What is the difference between a computer program that tells you to snatch your money after 6 months and a computer program that tells you not to snatch your money after 6 months? I'd say it's one code, probably 100 sequences of zeros and ones, but it's one code. But we can't presume, Deirdre, in the old Watergate trait, follow the money, we can't presume that the money goes to eFlow. Does it go to Payzone? Does it go to the garage?
Well, the letter I have, it says eToll eFlow, and it says blah, 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 please advise your registration number, blah, 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 has been recorded using the M50 toll road on the following day without paying the appropriate toll. And I rang the number, I just Googled the number and I looked it up, and so it is them.
Remember, if you don't pay,
by Google Dflow.
If you don't pay, if you don't remember,
if you don't use up the money within 6 months,
We know that, but then, well, that's a total and complete rip off. Yeah. We don't know who's doing it, but there's a total and complete and disgraceful rip off of motorists, family motorists that are already being driven into the ground with taxes left, right, and centre. But anyway, if you don't pay, just to be clear for people of how big a rip off this whole thing is, if you don't pay, if you don't go into a garage, if you don't have your e-tag, which a lot of people don't have, if you can't get into a garage within 24 hours, the 310 becomes 610, no less.
Yes.
And then after 14 days...
it becomes 41.50.
Wow.
An additional charge of 41.50. And I'm lucky because I was on holidays and I came
after
back
2 weeks, after 2 weeks, 3.10 morphs into €41.60. What is it after 4 weeks? What is it? I'm afraid to ask. I presume you have to win the lotto.
You're talking... Yes, exactly. Yeah, I know. It's dreadful. I couldn't believe it.
And you say no.
See, it's not. I use it very rarely. And
yeah, I know. That's why.
It's the country. It's not everybody. It's not every garage you can pay it in. So that's why I just like to. Yeah. If I have a few bob to spare, I just put it in and just trundle around the country as I want. You know.
And given that the government, they've done nothing on it, as we know, as per usual. Given that the government have been harping on for years about gift vouchers, expiry dates and gift vouchers and that and the other, another complete. Any gift voucher that has an expiry date on it, people should simply not buy it, full stop. The money that you hand over the counter for the gift voucher does not have an expiry date on it. And any company that says, yes, please buy one of our vouchers for £25 or whatever, but if you don't use it after 6 months, thanks very much, we keep the money. And we'll phone you from the Canaries or wherever we holiday.
There should be a notice up wherever you can.
No, there shouldn't be a notice up. It shouldn't happen. Full stop. They have the money.
Yeah.
And then they might come back and say, well, say the toll goes up. Well, then the toll goes up, and then your £25 that was worth 6 journeys and now worth 5 journeys.
Then eFlow
will no doubt come on saying, well, we really encourage people to get the e-tag or the tag or whatever. First of all, you have to pay a deposit on the tag. And secondly, you have to have a certain amount of money in your account. And thirdly, a lot of people don't use those roads often enough to actually get the tag.
So well
spotted, Deirdre, top of the class.
Yeah.
When are you doing your Leaving Cert, Deirdre? Is it next year? This year, doing higher maths you are at this stage.
Deirdre, I'd be in prison for killing the people in Eflow, you won't.
Did anyone, by the way, Deirdre, did you see that this morning, talking about maths, that if you get over 50% in your A levels up the north, which is the equivalent of our Leaving Certificate, you get an A grade for over 50%. Yeah. That's the highest mark you can get. That's the highest grade you can get. Yeah. Where the highest grade you can get down here in your Leaving Cert is between 90, is a H1, is between 90 and 100%. So we do know one thing. All the maths geniuses are in the Republic, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Where's
Duncan? Duncan Martin is it? Duncan Martin. They were in the banks. They were in Anglo-Irish banks up to recently. Duncan Martin. Good afternoon, Duncan.
Joe, how are you?
Yes.
I'm just amused listening to a lady there saying, Eflow say, oh, we can't be telling everybody their prepaid ticket is about to expire.
Yeah.
My account is €1 in credit because a friend borrowed the car and went through the toll gate and didn't know she paid.
Yeah.
It's been €1 in credit for 18 months, and they send me a statement every month, paying postage on it, of course, to tell me I'm €1 in credit. Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah.
It'd be cheaper to sort of, you know, donate the money to charity or something.
And why haven't they wiped your credit?
I have no idea. Well, I don't know, because I've got an account with them, I suppose. But like I say, I don't get to dive in very often, so it's just sat there, €1 in credit.
Yeah, that's not pay zone. You're getting it from eFlow. But the letter Deirdre got was from eFlow.
No, this is eFlow.
And where on the eFlow site can you see the penalties?
Now, that I don't know, because I've got an account with them, they directly get it from my account, so I just don't know. And I don't go that way very often, so I'm not up to date with it. But I just thought they're a bit inconsistent. If they can send a letter out every month about a €1 credit, which is just silly. They could surely inform people about other things.
And to send out a letter today costs €1.
Well, it probably costs them less, but it costs me about that.
95 cents, you get a deal.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Okay.
What a waste of money. And that's why the tolls are so high, of course.
This country and going up all the time, and that's why we have that's why we have a toll on the gridlocked Eastlink Bridge in Dublin for the last 40 years that was supposed to expire 20 years ago when the bridge was paid for. But the Irish motorists, the Irish family motorists, are the most quiescent, malleable, pliable, innocent, uncomplaining motorists that ever drove on God's earth. But anyway, that's how they know
that. Anyway, I won't get drawn into that, Joe. That's
okay, Duncan, sorry, Duncan, just the date it's in. Duncan Martin and Clark Jordan. Deirdre, the letter at the moment, how much do you now owe them, even though they have your money?
No, it was just for one trip.
Okay.
So it went from 310 up to 610, and
so you managed to get to the shop quickly to pay up the before it hit 4160.
Yeah, you see, I was away, so my point is too, because I was away on holidays, and I just came back, and I happened to open, you know, the mail was there, and I was opening it on the day. If I'd opened that letter the day after. It would have cost me 4160.
Okay. Deirdre, well spotted. So, reminding people, if you prepay as you go into a garage on your e-flow for all our toll roads in Ireland and the bridges, if you prepay and you say, well, actually, instead of buying just for one journey, 310, I will pay for 8 journeys or 10 journeys or whatever, give me 30 quid's worth of prepaid dockers, which is it's not a paper thing, it's logged into a computer and they take the money out. If you don't use that 30 quid within 6 months, it's given to whoever. We're trying to find out who gets the money and how much they have got.
Okay.
Thanks, Deirdre New Munich. Good afternoon, Paul. Good afternoon. More transport, but this time, and I'm hearing myself again. It's bad enough the listeners hearing me, but if I've got to hear myself again down that line, it's very annoying. Are you gone? Is Paul gone? He is gone. Is he gone? Okay. 51551. By the way, let me give out. We have a complete gap there on the screen. Yesterday we had Lisa Dominic on about this Grace app, and what she was didn't begin as per usual. She didn't ring us up about that, but she told us about this app she's involved in. She's 2 children who are autistic, and it's basically a communication system, pictures primarily. So it's obviously aimed at people who have verbal difficulties. And it basically, you take an old iPhone or an old iPad and you put on this app and it turns into a communication device, not a phone and not a internet thing, but it could be the screen. When you put this Grace app on it, which you get on the, if you have your phone, if you have a spare phone, you just get it yourself on the App Store, you buy it. It's about 30 quid. But if what Lisa was on saying when we eventually got around to this subject, because she was such a tonic, if you send her your old iPhones or your old iPads, she takes them and she puts the app on it for people who can't, obviously the expensive element of the operation isn't the app. The expensive element is getting an iPhone to be able to use it as a tablet, as a screen. And then the person with autism carries this iPhone with them and they put their own pictures, images, shortcuts for communication so that they can make up visual sentences on this app and they're able to communicate with their parents or brothers, sisters or whatever, and friends or in school very, very quickly because they have in their hand this Grace app. And as I say, it's not an iPhone in itself, but it uses the iPhone platform and more importantly, it uses the iPhone screen. So Lisa was looking for, well, I was, got it over. She wasn't, this is not a commercial operation as far as she's concerned, doesn't make a penny. And look up their website. It's a brilliant website, graceapp.com, if you want to see more things. But Lisa obviously is operating this from a house and for various reasons, as you can understand, she doesn't want to give out her home address. So the system she has is you email her at lisa@graceapp.com. lisa@graceapp.com. Now I think if she could, I know it can be expensive, but maybe on post would help her. If she could set up a PO box in her local post office, that would help her. You just, we'll see, can we sort that out? But lisa@graceapp.com, you email her and then she sends you back the address to send your old iPhones. But just to be clear, they're not used as iPhones, so don't, I know most people wipe them anyway, so don't be worried about old photographs or text messages or whatever coming up. And it's a brilliant, brilliant idea. And Lisa does it from her home. It was developed internationally, this Grace app. And as I say, you can look up the website and you'll find out quickly what it's worth. But lisa@graceapp.com. I did it last night and I think we found 5 old iPhones and an old iPad in the house, which is going to Grace app, I can tell you, because I think they're brilliant when you read up their website.